All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Don Curry, the CEO of Hillcrest Energy Technologies. And Don, it's good to have you back again. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you very much for having us back. It's been a very, very, very interesting ride.
Yeah, it has been very, very exciting to have you back and learn more about what's going on at the company, because really this has been a transformational year for Hillcrest. So why don't you sort of give us some thoughts about what you've seen over the last 6 to 12 months?
You know, it's good in a short version. Where we've gone is we've gone from an idea to a company that has made acquisitions, partnered. We have IP that's owned by us. It started in April with the acquisition of Anigo, a control system company, which was owned by Ari Berger. And Ari Berger then became our CTO. He's the control system specialist that we need, the person that can work magics. He's basically the brains behind making electrical motors work. Following that, we announced a partnership with Systematic out of Germany. And Systematic is one of the world's leading design houses. They develop technology for four of the world's largest automotive manufacturers in Germany, Porsche, BMW, Audi, so on and so forth, as well as with tier one suppliers. So by taking our control system abilities and their technology abilities, we're basically putting the brains and the muscle together, which makes us unique within the industries. We're a shop that can bring both to the table, which is unique.
Yeah, Don, you had a news release out talking about a proof of concept that you've done with a high efficiency inverter. So this is key in the development of electric vehicles. So maybe explain why it's key to have this inverter and what this proof of concept was.
Well, every electric motor or vehicle has an inverter in it. Any electrical system has an inverter in it, and it's a key component. But one of the problems that inverters have had till this point in time is, you know, you want to eliminate the switching losses, increase the switching frequencies, but when you do that, it causes heat. Then you have to have cooling systems. You have to be able to control the heat. What we've been able to do with our technological team is we've been able to eliminate the switching losses, increase the switching frequencies, and control the heat. We have not seen an increase in the heat. And to this point, we've not been made aware or seen that happen with any inverters that are out there. Now, the inverter is a component. It's a component that goes into any EV, and it's something that will be the, I guess you could say, a key component to a system that we've been teasing the public about. We're working on a system that we think will really put us far ahead within the industry, is what I would like to say. But anyway, the inverter is a key component to that, the start of our company. And when you look at it, having gone from April, May till now, and having this technology advanced to this level is quite positive and amazing, actually, to have done it in this time frame.
Absolutely. So now what's next for this technology? Because obviously this proof of concept is significant. So what's next?
Yeah, we've got it to the point where our equipment, which is pretty good equipment, has been able to show the results. We have some companies over in testing labs over in Europe that have far more sophisticated equipment that can show that we already know it works. So what it's going to show is fine tune the actual numbers and give us right down to give us better results than what we're able to do with our equipment. So that's being done as we speak. We called that third-party testing. There was some confusion. All we're doing is we're having someone justify the numbers to a far higher degree than we can. We've already shown that it works. Commercialization is a key for anything that we're doing. Conversations are at the point now where we've initiated talks. We've been talked to by some other people. So commercialization is a process that we'll go over and is a real focus for us in 2022. And on top of that, we're working on the development of the second technology, which, as I indicated before, is a system that would incorporate the HEI into it and is something that I think makes us all smile when we think of 2022.
All right. And so is that the main focus now for the company heading, is the dual process of the inverter you mentioned and then the system as well?
Yeah, they're the two focuses that we have. We have, you know, time is of the essence, and getting that out into the market and showing them there's no one that we can consider would think of not going after this HEI or using the HEI. It's cost effective. It's obviously more, it works better. It has a higher performance level. And that's the type of thing that we want to get out there as fast as we possibly can. Then the system that we're talking about, that's a process that's more focused on the EV market as a market, whereas the inverter can be focused in many, many different markets. EV, solar, wind, and anything that has an electrical motor or requires an inverter is there. So the focus is on commercializing and getting the talks to a level, or getting to a talks to a stage where we have companies that are willing to commit.
All right. Sounds super interesting. Look forward to hearing more about it as we head towards 2022. Don, thanks very much. Great to talk to you again.
Really appreciate it, Steve. Look forward to talking again soon.
All right. There's Don Curry, the CEO of Hillcrest Energy Technologies.